Candidate Interview Night 2015.
International Students Officer.
The International Students Officer represents the views of international students on campus. They encourage international students to engage with USU and the facilities it offers, as well as looking out for welfare of students. They work to communicate information from USU to international students and assist union staff in improving internationalisation and participate with USU.
Hi, in 30 seconds, can you briefly outline your policies?
Right, so we have three main policies. The first one being to increase communication between college teams in order to have more varied events. We also wish to include home students whose parents don't currently live in the UK into the international community and international events. And we also wish to increase advertisement more effectively for different events.
Do you feel there needs to be a greater integration between USU and the International Students Association?
Yeah, definitely. I think right now the ISA works rather independently. I met with the ISA president and a few of the committee members, and they're telling me how they didn't communicate very much with USU this year. Yeah.
So how would you make sure that home students feel more included, as you've outlined in your policies?
Right, so the person I'm actually running with, Olivia Gruta, she's actually considered a home student. She has a UK passport, but she's never actually lived here, and she had really no idea that her first year that the ISA even existed. So we plan to advertise towards students that are home students, but who don't necessarily feel like they are actually home students because they've been international students their whole lives. And I think we can do this by getting information from the university about where people's parents are currently if they're not in the UK, and also just advertising towards them, also home students, not just international students who are not from the UK.
Why do you think this issue hasn't been pushed before?
I think mainly because a lot of home students might not necessarily feel welcomed into the international community, even if they've lived international lives their whole lives pretty much. And also there might not be as many home, like, it's not one of the biggest issues with the ISA, I don't think, but I think it's important for students who are in that situation.
And what would you do differently to previous international officers?
So, as I mentioned before, I met up with some of the committee members this year, and they're telling me how their main focus was to increase involvement of international students, which I think is great. And according to Arshna's article recently, they did manage to do this. But something that they haven't managed to do is to communicate with college teams, with international officers of college teams. Right now, I'm the James International Officer, and I was never contacted by the ISA when I got my position. So I've actually taken time this week to talk to other international officers of other colleges, and I've been meeting up with international societies to talk to sort of the heads and the committees of those societies in order to understand what they want from the ISA. And we plan on working closer with colleges in order to have more events.
And just finally, quickly, how would you make sure the work the ISA does is more widely known around the university?
So one of the issues this year, which is something that I looked at personally, is that the ISA events are not really advertised in college newsletters. So I think by working closer with JCRCs and college committees, we can push for advertising like this.